Right now on VFN TV, Chuck Pierce is prophesying about a divided America, possible judgment coming to America based on which particular state you're in and what your state stands for, the rise of China, how everything supposedly is going to be shifting east, and Turkey. What's happening with Turkey right now, and why is people saying, hey, follow the money, the money will take you east, the West is going to decline today, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the low country in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this. If God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me. And when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They weren't even, they were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can come through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Thank you so much for joining us. Think about this. God loves you. God loves mankind. He says this. He says, before anything happens, he says this in this book of Amos, he says he would tell people what's going to happen first. It's called a prophet. He said he would tell them. He reveals what his plans to the prophets first, and the prophets are told by God if they don't go out and tell someone that he will hold them accountable. So he wants to share the future and share the plans of what's about to happen. And he does it through his prophets, and the prophets tell us. As a matter of fact, Chuck Pierce of Zion Ministries out of Corinth, Texas, is one of those prophetic people. And God revealed to him in a prophetic word. He got caught up in a vision when he was at Liberty Park. And in this prophetic word, and we're going to hear it today, he's talking about what's going to be happening to America, what's going to be happening in the world. As a matter of fact, let's join them right now as we hear the beginning of this prophetic word.
Now, in 2005, God told you something that you had a lot of chutzpah to say, that there would be an African-American president. In 2008, you received a word of what this this president that will be in office, obviously it's Barack Obama, would do that would dramatically affect our nation 3 years later in May of 2011. Tell me about
that. Well, see, Sid, what was happening was when he had yet even been nominated, and yet I knew because of what God had said who was going to be nominated. But that wasn't the issue, because remember, God was going to heal this issue that of the division from racism in our nation. But it was going to actually get a little worse for us, because we were going to have to go deeper and deal with anti-Semitism. And what God showed me, he caught me up. He gave me an incredible vision. We were at the Liberty Park. I was doing a big meeting there. I was the guest speaker. It was a meeting of 1,500 people. And the Lord caught me up and began to show me 3 years in advance what would happen and how he would start looking at America based upon how America would align with Israel. And that this president would then come back and start pulling Israel and be a tremendous advocate to pull Israel out of its current progression and restoration back to the state of where it was before it actually began its new boundaries and new progress.
So in effect, when President Barack Obama made the proclamation in May, which you knew 3 years from
May. It was very specific. It would be May 2011.
Whoa. And the proclamation was Israel should go back to its pre-67 borders. When President Barack Obama made that proclamation, what happened in the invisible world to America.
It pulled us back into the progress we had made spiritually. See, when you make a declaration like that...
So did it affect racism even?
It will cause racism to rise up back to 1967.
Whoa.
See, it's going to cause things, but see, God's not in time, so it will be in this age. It won't look like it was pre-1967. It will cause our nation to begin to have to process this age with that demonic structure that we've already warred through in measure. See, covenant, all nations reconcile around Israel. So if you're attempting to bring and being the proponent or voice to bring Israel back into a place where it is not progressing, but back where it loses a lot of what it's already warred for, you're going to do the same thing in your own freedom.
Do you see a correlation of the following events? Right after President Barack Obama made that statement in Joplin, Missouri, we were hit with the deadliest tornado, the deadliest in 70 years. Do you see a correlation?
Well, see, actually, you had Alabama. Again, we're back to Alabama. And then you had Missouri. Both had deadly, deadly tornadoes. Alabama, I just came from there last weekend here. Alabama went into, lost almost 400 people, and then Joplin lost a whole city. I mean, almost a whole city wiped aside. Do I see a correlation? Yes, I see it releases a spiritual force that brings God, because I believe God controls the wind. And I believe biblically, from a prophetic standpoint, we see that winds can be adverse and controlled by the enemy, or winds can be sent by the Lord. I believe the enemy structure came into this land. And now what God's going to ask us to do now, we're coming into a place where we're going to have to war for our covenant alignment and the roots of the covenant of this land coming back into alignment with the God of Israel.
So you're looking at this word was given before these things took place. And that's God warning us what's going to happen. And God says specifically, this is going to be the president, this is what he's going to do. And as soon as that proclamation was made by the leader, the chosen leader of America against Israel, saying that you need to go back to the 1967 borders, it's undefensible borders. When we get back from this break, we're going to see very specifically what it means to what that prophetically means, what it means to the natural sense going back to the 67 borders. And then we're going to hear more of those prophetic words, because the judgment is going to come on America based on what Chuck is saying, but it's going to be divided based on states. Like if your state stands for Israel, it stands for what's right, then it will miss your state. But if your state partners with those who are coming against Israel, then your state would suffer consequences. I mean, he'll talk more about that, but we get back from the break. We'll go right into this 1967 borders and what it actually means. Make sure you join us after the break.
Do you believe in the cross of Christ?
I'm a pastor.
If you believe, then the question is, what are you going to do about it?
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN-TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
And it's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As mm-hmm. you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards to
very exciting.
What's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN-TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner. Today, it is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Mm. Trust in God. Think
Trust
about this.
God.
That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the And this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has,
mm-hmm.
because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go till you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner,
that is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this, be a part, and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect mm-hmm. yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And mm-hmm. we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
If you missed our previous program, you got to catch our previous program because mm-hmm. we talked about, you know, as we're explaining, you know, what's going on with ISIS, the radical Islam, what their goal is, the caliphate and all
what's
that.
What's the end game?
Yeah. And the biggest thing that you notice and what's happening today, and you would have heard it more in that last program, is what about Israel? I mean, you've marginalized Israel to this whole mm-hmm. thing. And then you say that Israel needs to go back to its 1967 borders. And Israel at its widest points, like 60, 70 miles at its widest point, they want to take a swath off of that. But the biggest thing is it's undefensible. It's undefensible borders. As a matter of fact, this was put out by Israel to understand what 1967 borders would be. So when our president said, you know, to go back, that Israel needs to go back to the 1967 borders, and Chuck Pierce is saying, because he said that, America's going to go back to the condition that we were in 1967 and the 60s, but we have today's understanding of that, which is going to be just as you're seeing it take place. Even today. As a matter of fact, let's take a look. What does it mean? What is 1967 borders, what our president said that Israel needs to go back to? Let's take a look.
Every state has the right of self-defense and to secure borders to protect itself from hostile invasions and terror. Israel is a small state surrounded by Arab countries 650 times its size, some of which are large bases of global terror. Only 44 miles separate between the Jordan Valley and the Mediterranean Sea. After the Six-Day War in 1967, when Israel was attacked by four armies on three fronts, United Nations Security Council Resolution 242 stated that Israel was entitled to new defensible borders to replace the previous fragile lines from which it was attacked. What are Israel's defensible borders? What are its essential security needs? The Jordan Rift Valley, Israel's eastern frontier, forms a natural barrier between Israel and the countries of Jordan, Iraq, and Iran. The Jordan Valley rises from an area that is 1,200 feet below sea level to a hilly ridge of up to 3,000 feet, creating a steep 4,200-foot virtual wall opposite any force attacking from the east. The growing threat of global jihad activity near Israel's borders requires it to prevent infiltrations of terrorists and weapons. When Israel left the Philadelphia corridor in Gaza, it became a highway for the infiltration of terrorists and the flow of hundreds of tons of ammunition and weaponry from all over the Arab world, aimed at Israeli civilians. The Jordan Valley is the equivalent of Gaza's Philadelphia corridor in the West Bank. To defend itself, Israel must retain control over the Jordan Valley. This is Israel's mountain ridge, rising up to 3,000 feet. It dominates Israel's major coastal cities, where more than 70% of its population, 80% of its industry, and all of its airfields and seaports are located. Missiles launched from the Judean hills pose an immediate threat to Jerusalem, Israel's capital. Israel's only international airport, Ben-Gurion, would be in the range of even primitive rockets, while all planes taking off and landing would be threatened by shoulder-launched anti-aircraft missiles. More advanced weaponry would be able to hit virtually any point in Israel. If Israel were forced back to the 1949 armistice lines, the Green Line, the country's width would be reduced to a narrow 9-mile waistline that would be impossible to defend. That's why any future arrangement must include Israeli control over key areas of the mountain ridge and a demilitarized Palestinian state. Israel's narrow borders means a combat aircraft can cross the entire country in under 4 minutes. In less than 2 minutes, an enemy plane could penetrate the country's airspace via the Jordan Valley and reach Jerusalem. In order to thwart an aerial attack on Jerusalem, a hostile plane must be shot down at least 10 miles east of the capital to prevent it from crashing into major population centers. Therefore, Israel must be able to identify hostile planes before they cross the Jordan River line and intercept them shortly after. To defend itself, Israel must control the airspace over the West Bank. Israel's transportation arteries, and in particular the Trans-Israel Highway, enable travel and connection between Israel's regions. They also assure the mobility of the Israel Defense Forces in case of attack. Protection of these vital arteries is essential in order to ensure that 1. Civilians aren't victims of terrorist gunfire. 2. Regions of the country cannot easily be cut off. 3. The mobility of Israel's defense forces is not hindered in the case of invasion. To defend itself, Israel must control its main arteries of transportation. There is enormous uncertainty about future trends in the Middle East. Iran is determined to become the supreme power as the U.S. withdraws from Iraq. No one can guarantee the future of many of the current regimes in the region. Today, more than ever, it is crucial to ensure defensible borders for Israel.
9 miles wide at its waistline, going back to those kind of borders. 9 miles wide.
Wow.
It's almost like where the Palestinian people are now. It's almost like the mindset of those that are doing this is want to push them into a small little microscopic area. And push them into the sea, actually, is what some of the words that's being said over there. But ever what we do to Israel, it's going to happen to us. And we've done so much at this point. It's almost this big vacuum of something pulling back and about to take place. And I want you to hear what the Lord told Chuck Pierce about specifically about correlating judgments that would happen. So you can see, because those words are spoken of Israel, now look at America in turmoil and its borders shaking. The very same things are going on. And these storms that are taking place, some of the prophecies that we're hearing, did you hear at the beginning of this program, hearing what Rick Joyner's hearing, what others are hearing, that, you know, it's because we're messing with Israel and turning our backs on God. We got to turn back to him. But listen to what the Lord said to Chuck Pierce in this vision at Liberty Park about correlating judgments. Watch this.
You have so many revelations. Do you see a correlation right after President Barack Obama released those words into the atmosphere that Israel should go back to the pre-67 borders? Do you see a correlation with what happened to the president of the IMF, International Monetary
Fund? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And by the way, this was the man that was caught attacking a maid in a hotel room and lost everything as a result of it.
See, all of a sudden, and it just wasn't Barack Obama. You can go back to President Bush when he made certain statements that created a movement in the atmosphere during the time of Katrina, the hurricane that hit America. And came up through New Orleans, you're going to start seeing a correlation. Why? Because there's certain scripture that talks about how we are in the process when we won't listen to the voice of God. He has ways of speaking. Ways of getting our attention.
Now, here's some good news. There are ways that you can be like the children of Israel when they were slaves and the curses came on the Egyptians and they bypassed the Jewish people. And there's ways of you can get out of the mess that's coming. In fact, Chuck Pierce saw what will happen over the next 5 years in the United States.
So you're looking at, as Sid Roth talking with Chuck, that this correlating judgment, basically, you know, this happens, then this happens. They go together. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that taking place. I think about the Madrid fault line when just the other day in an IHOP pancake restaurant that in Meridian, Mississippi, they had this sudden fault. And all of a sudden, the whole parking lot in front of that, the International House of Pancakes, and it just dropped. You know, and I'm looking.
Didn't know that was connected. Wow.
Well, you know, the whole thing had to explore what it was. But the first thing that came to mind was you divide Israel, and this was the word that was given, and we'll make it related for you, that if we divide Israel, then you know America's going to be divided. Mm. And that one fault line, talking about correlating judgments. You know, I think about Pastor John Kilpatrick when God showed him that at the Mississippi it split from the Madrid. Madrid fault line all the way up to around Tennessee area where that is, but you're looking at it was so divided that you had to fly over to get it. I mean, think about this, the consequences of things that we're seeing and so I want to know, I want to hear what the Lord said to Chuck about when this thing comes down, God protects those that are His. You know, He puts a mark on those that are His, a good mark. And He has good plans in store for you. And all of this is taking place, not just for correlation judgment, but also the fact is that, don't panic. God is allowing this to happen to bring in the harvest. A lot of people are going to be woken up, and they're going to come running to God, and their hearts are going to change forever. But first, we have to understand what's happening here. So join us after the break. I want you to look at this offer. But join us after this break, because we're going to find out what is that, how do you actually separate yourself from what's about to come? Listen to this offer. We got to begin to rethink being the church. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's very important to understand right now, we have an offer for you. It's offer 1999, and it's number 1999. And it is called, this is a conversation that I had about, signs of the Lord's returning, because we're in those days. This is like the times of the signs of the Lord's returning. And it's very important to ask the question, are you ready? A lot of people are so into end time things and that type of stuff. And I'm not saying the world's coming to an end, but as you can see right here, it's signs of the Lord's returning. Are you ready? And you even see the scripture right there. You see the scripture where he says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first."
Wow.
"And others will go to meet him in the air." I mean, this is in those days. And, there's a lot of questions that you can have, but the most important question we need to know the answer to is the one that Nicodemus had, which is, how must I be saved?
Yes.
Not all these theories and stuff. And also I talk about in this to help you, and this is totally yours as a gift for partnering today, is the signs. What do these signs particularly mean? This battle for the Temple Mount that we're talking about, this is a sign of the Lord's returning. When you look at what's happening with our own nation, when you're seeing, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association putting out their magazine Decision saying, prepare for persecution, prepare for when a nation turns its back on God, basically it's saying,
These are signs, are rapidly moving signs, and you need to be prepared. We just want to give this to you, your partnership for any amount at all. And as our partners, we're doing this thing together. God knows. He sees us. He says, listen, I command you. This is the command to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. And you can partner today by going to vfntv.com and click on partner now, which you can see, or you can write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or you can even call 844-408-3688. And it's so important to understand how to connect. This is how, I mean, you want to, when the Lord returns, and he is, and we're going to all stand before the throne of God, you want to be able to say, you know what? Together, I stood with VFN TV to be the light, to keep the light shining 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and on the Gulf Coast every single day, Monday through Friday. Think about that. And it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. And how does this happen? It happens because of you saying, you know what? I do want a partner. And what we want to do is give you this gift. It's called Signs of the Lord's Returning. Are you ready? It's offered $19.99.
We appreciate your partnership. Do it today. And also talk to other people about partnering. We love hearing from you. And it's so encouraging when you call, when you write, when you send emails, when you like our Facebook page, because we know that we're not alone. And so many people are saying, listen, we understand that the answer is not in Washington, D.C. or who we elect, but the answer is Jesus. The answer is the gospel. The answer is the Lord. And together, it's a team that's coming together. We're partnering to keep the conversation light, and it's through our partnership and the stuff that we're doing together. I'm just so excited.
Yes.
And as the partners continue to come on, I mean, these are wonderful resources that you need to feed your spirit, but also that you can share the word with your family and your friends. It takes all of us, and the times are short. So we're just privileged to have this time, you know, with you guys.
Hi, I'm Linda Mazur, and thank you so much for watching VFN TV. God bless you.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
There's an old song that goes, I did it my way. I faced it all and stood tall, and I did it my way. This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and while I won't be singing for you today, here's licensed clinical psychologist and mom of four, Debbie Cherry, who has some advice for moms who take those lyrics to heart.
It is mainly that we care so much we want to see it done. That we are passionate and driven and just have this idea that feeding our kids this meal and giving them a bath on this night and doing everything this way is going to make them the best adults someday that they can be. We really do believe that. There is also a component of that, though, that we have to be honest with ourselves and say that there is some pride tied to that. An idea that says, my way is the right way, and that's just prideful, and that's wrong. My way is not the only way or the right way all the time.
Hear more today from Debbie Cherry about relationships at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God, and survival in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better, be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Listen, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, then you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you. A simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. That's amazing when you think about the 1967 borders,
yes,
and undefensible. And then you look how, you know, Israel, in the world's eye, led by our own leaders and of America, have marginalized Israel.
Hmm.
And now we're in Turkey. When I was watching an interview on PBS with the prime minister, he couldn't even describe President Erdogan of Turkey. He says, I don't have any idea where he's at.
Hmm. Who said that? Putin said that?
No. The prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said that of Israel. And it's like, we know where he's at now. He's with President Barack Obama.
That's right.
In Turkey. And I remember, I think it was Pat and I had a chance to go. And, you know, by you supporting VFN TV, we support Israel. You know, we have a ministry there, do good ministries. And we were in Jacksonville having a meeting, and I just felt this so deep need to repent on behalf of what America has done to Israel. You know, and Avi Mizrahi's going like, "Oh no, no!" I said, "No, this is no.
Allow us."
And I could just feel it, you know. And you know, by you connecting with us, understand that we're standing up for Israel, for God, country in that order, and for Israel. And I have never heard, to my knowledge, any broadcast that covers as much of what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Staying up to date to Israel is so important. I mean, that is the epicenter of all things. And and so your partnership helps make that possible, to be able to stand for Israel, stand for the Jewish people, and help their story be told. But so this corresponding judgment that he's talking about, and of course Sid was saying, you know, hey, we need to find out, you know, how can you make it when things start happening? Well, watch what's being said, because God was telling Chuck Pierce specifically how he's going to take care of those, so your state, for example, can stand right towards Israel, and the state next to you might not. And guess what? There's going to be a difference between those two states. Take a look.
I have a question for you, Chuck. You see a division of the states in the United States, and will this be the issue that will release the judgment of God on some states and have other states walk in blessings? Explain this.
See, Sid, I think God is a God of restoration. He wants to restore us back to his original covenant plan. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He wants the blessings of heaven to align with earth. He wants us to produce the garden that he intended in the earth realm. But in the midst of it, I think we rebel against that. And with that, in America, the real issue is going to be each state's relationship with Israel, not just a nation relating to Israel, but each state. I think you will start seeing how states are blessed based upon their relationship with Israel. Right now, Texas, for instance, has an economy that's growing. Texas has made a proclamation that it is aligned with Israel. You'll see its economy shift differently than other economies.
I think about this. I think about Governor Rick Scott of Florida, his first act. I mean, his first act as a governor, he went to Israel, he prayed at the Western Wall, and he began to cut, reportedly, deals to do business with Israel. It's the first thing he did.
Wow.
You know, Texas standing with us. What is your state? Is your state standing, you know, for God? It makes a difference. Because, you know, God's not going to treat you, if you're walking rightly before him, obviously, you know, everybody has sinned and fallen short, but in regards to just repenting before God, wanting to have a heart to do what's right before God, honoring his people, honoring Israel, honoring the church, you know, people, that it's just not going to happen the same way that it happens with others. And there's going to be a great, I mean, the Lord has shown, you know, Rick Joyner with Morningstar Ministries, shown several others, you know, a great loss of life. I mean, a great loss of life in America, you know, and They have this big carbon footprint type thing going on today that says, you know, you don't need to have children anymore because people use up carbon and, you know, this is against the environment. We don't have enough food. But the people don't realize that that all it takes is one plague, one mysterious pneumonia coming in or some viral thing or some sort of war going on. And we can lose half the world's population or a third or prophetically it talks about a third of the world's population goes. And I think about influenza. When influenza came to America, they said as mysteriously as it came in, it left. But you know what it left behind? It left millions of people across the earth dead. I mean, there were so many people dying from this influenza that they didn't have enough caskets for the bodies. But the bodies were so contaminated with that virus, they had to take the person's, their own family member's body and put it on the curbside so that they could not get sick for the person that got sick.
Wow.
They quit delivering mail because they thought, well, the mailman's going to breathe on us and then we're going to get it. And everybody quit socializing. That's, God holds everything together. You know, we only live and breathe because he allows us to live, allows us to breathe. And like Chuck Pierce says, he has a way of getting our attention. And that's influenza, you know, that just kind of just came and began in America, I believe in, you know, Boston maybe area with the troops. And it began to spread, you know, just spread rapidly. And you have people today that aren't getting their vaccinations from polio and, you know, those are serious things that happen, and we just forget how things.
We have a tendency to do that, don't we?
It is just amazing, and it's really, I believe, totally unfair to the 10,000 people that will associate with you when you choose not to protect yourself, which created such a crippling effect on our young people in our country. And so, you know, it makes a difference you standing for God. It makes a difference if you're abiding with the Lord. No matter what's happening, even in your fellowship, if you're with a fellowship of believers who don't take God serious, no matter what you try to do, you can't encourage them, you can take God serious. Your family can take God serious. You know, you can get your own personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. We have a simple plan for you. You know, most people want to do it. They just need a simple plan to do it. We establish a step-by-step simple little, it's so simple, but yet so powerful. It's at iabide.org. You just sign up for it. You get it for free. It comes to you. It just step by step, you, a journal, God, a pen, and next thing you know, your life is just being transformed because you cannot spend time with God like this and not be changed. And if that's you walking and abiding with God, and that's what you just heard Rick Joyner say just earlier on the program, he said, you know, that if you're abiding with him, that's how you're going to make it, abiding with the Lord. So I encourage you, go get that plan today. Go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org and get your abiding plan and begin to walk that journey out. What does it mean for me to abide? Because Jesus said, I am the vine. You know, you are the branches. My Father's the gardener. Apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. You cannot bear fruit. But you know what? When you abide with him, that's an authentic statement that means something. That's having a relationship with him, an abiding relationship. You can have that. We have a simple plan for you to get that at iabide.org. We'll see you after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN-TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
It's amazing how we're standing together to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know, in regards to what's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN-TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner. Today, it is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the, in this. This is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift,
right,
a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner,
that is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this, be a part, and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house, you grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect mm-hmm. yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now, he's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write and join the many partners that are keeping us going. And mm-hmm. we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. That is amazing, you know, you're hearing, because God lets us know ahead of time. God is just, you know, we had a program earlier on, you know, and you can see it on the VFN Torch, talking about, you know, people aren't listening to the prophets.
Mm.
But the prophets means God is telling us. He's letting us know what's happening. If we understand the season that we're in, we'll know how to respond to the season we're in.
Two things are happening. God is speaking, and this other thing that happens, people are listening.
Aren't or are?
They are. Well, some are.
Right.
And some are not.
Right.
But you want to be one that actually hears what God has to say.
Yeah, I think what's pretty interesting too, this last part of the word that we're going to share is, you know, how the Lord was telling Chuck Pierce in this prophetic word that China was going to rise up.
Mm.
You know, that you know, no longer would it be the West, but it would be the East, and China would become a financial power, and they would even begin to work with Israel for a short period of time. This is crazy days. I mean,
yeah.
I was just an article just reading about, you know, China is the one that sells their prisoners' organs.
Wow.
You know, that, you know, they get the death penalty, which you get quite often in China, that they would actually, you know, the reports are that they would actually sell the organs in their bodies, and the government would get money for that. And they also would tell you you can only have one child. If you had any more, they would abort that one or kill that one. They just allowed two children.
Yeah, just lifted it.
And this is going to be the power? This is going to be the power? But don't we have a lot of things made in China?
Mm.
Haven't they financed a lot of our debt? And haven't these things that we talked about earlier taken place? Listen to this prophetic word.
God show you about China.
God showed me that China is going to be our most influential nation. Now, China, yes, is a communist nation, and we all know that. But what China will do is it will have the greatest movement toward Israel. Economically, it will align with Israel. It will align with Israel for a season, and get military technology from Israel. It will have an incredible alignment. That is going to cause China. And when God showed me this in 86, I said by 2016, China becomes the most incredible economic power in the world. IMF said it would be 2032. They have come back 3 months ago and said it will be 2016.
They should have checked with you.
Well, they should have checked with God.
Think about that. In 2016, and everything is set in place for this to take place. I mean, you're looking at a headline right here, a prophetic headline by the perfect storm, prophetic word that was given by Chuck Pierce.
John Paul Jackson.
I'm a John Paul. Yeah, John Paul Jackson talks very specifically about, you know, that's the economy aspect of it, where all of a sudden, you know, America, Canada, and Mexico's economy coming together. And Why would we do that? Well, what if China was the financial power and all of a sudden we had to merge our economies going on? But look what's happening. 2016, these are the headlines about the yuan, which is that's the name of the money for China. This is the headlines. China to allow direct conversion between the yuan and the Swiss franc. That's huge because the IMF, you can only do it by switching your money, your yuan to dollars to buy oil. But now they were actually allowing the yuan and the Swiss franc to switch. And this just came out this week. Listen to this. This is the headline. China welcomes IMF's backing to make the yuan, this is Chinese money, the world reserve currency.
Wow.
This is what this means, based on my understanding. That right now, the reason why when they caught Hussein, that he had all those dollar bills. Remember, he had all those $100 bills or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
You know, the reason why is because you have to be able to buy oil, you have to convert your money with his face on it. You had to convert it to American dollars because the dollar is the world trade currency. That's how America gets away with printing so much money, because no matter what, they have to take their yuan, for example, or their rubies, and they have to convert them to dollars. And so we always got away with that. Now imagine if all of a sudden the yuan is the world trade currency and we have to take our dollars and convert them to a manipulated currency at that, the yuan, and then we buy oil with that money. That could be like $16 a gallon gas. It could be wheelbarrows full of our dollar bills trying to buy some bread. That's what happened to Russia when the Soviet Union fell, that their economy overnight fell because they're weakened inside and they could not sustain their economy. That's how Rome fell. They were weakened from within and they fell. That's how the United Kingdom fell. You know, they were weakened from within. They became this great power, then they became a lower power. Well, look how weak we are. That's a low end, $20 trillion in debt.
Right.
But the high end is hundreds of trillions, you know, based off of unfunded liabilities, which means your retirements and Social Security and all these things that aren't paid for. And it's like, we're totally set up for this shift to take place. You know, how far away is 2016? And that's like way in the future, right?
Yeah, moments away.
And isn't it interesting, of all the things that could be happening after France is attacked, and he says war has been established, this is an act of war, the president of France says, that our president releases 5 to 6 prisoners of Gitmo at the very same time. The terrorists, the ones that we caught from the war that was killing folks and terrorism, we released them right after that. I mean, you think about all these things coming together. It's just like everything's saying, let's just take America down. Let's this colonization that, you know, the president of King's College,
Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah, he's no longer the president, but he said, you know, what is it going to look like in 2016? He talked about, I think his movie was like 2016 or something. Mm-hmm. Obama 2016. And he talks about this very thing. It's happening. These things are coming to pass. And some wrong narratives have been told about America. But, you know, what is the vision? What is the goal? It looks like what he talked about is taking place.
Amazing.
But either way, understand that the church will stand. The church will stand. Christians will stand, and Israel will stand, but we have to pay attention to the season that we're in right now. I mean, the IMF, who encouraged us to go to 20 trillion, who's lowered the interest rate down to negative, it's negative at some point. I don't know how that works, but it's negative. And they're threatening, if you raise it at all, then everybody's going to panic and crash. And it's like, you know, everything is totally set up for this. At the same time in November, approximately 6,000 prisoners are being released from the federal prisons by our president. And it's like, well, you know, it's just happening before our very eyes. Well, this is exactly what the Lord said to Chuck Pierce. He says, it'll be correlating judgment. I mean, all that's being done to Israel's marginalized, what's happening, America looks like it's going to be marginalized in the future.
Not to mention, going back to 1967, talks about riots and things that are happening all over the country.
Well,
we had
a president, you know, John F. Kennedy in 1963, November 22nd, 1963, was assassinated. We had Dr. Martin Luther King that was assassinated, you know, I believe in Nashville.
Memphis.
And then you had Robert Kennedy, Senator Robert Kennedy, which was John Kennedy's brother, was assassinated a couple months after Dr. King. It was a tragic decade. You had Vietnam. You had all these things going on. Well, guess what? When that proclamation was made and then all these other stuff's being backed up, look at the tensions. Look at the racial tension. Look at the tension against the church, the tension against Israel. It's all coming to pass, correlating. What I just want to encourage you this, though. Don't get caught up in all that. You know, realize you're just seeing what God said would happen if this happens. But he says that, you know, we got to go through something. He's getting our attention. Does he have your attention? And it's time to abide with him. It's time to turn with him. It's time to cry out to him. It's time to make an appeal to heaven and say, Lord, I'm all yours. And begin to tell everybody that he is Lord. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to be able to come together as we are each day, Father God. I thank you for our listeners, Lord God. I just pray encouragement over them, Lord God, that you got good plans in store. These things are happening and they are coming, but you have a great revival, a great awakening coming to your church, God. You have a plan where thousands upon thousands are going to be coming to you. You're going to prepare their hearts, Father God. And I thank you. I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you for it, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to end abortion, send revival, send the third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless and thank you so much for joining us. And don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com and follow us 24 hours a day. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We're family. Did you know that God has called us to be family? We're called to be the family of God. It's Father God. It's not like King God. It's Father God. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is our elder brother. Yes, he's our Lord and our Savior, but he's the firstborn. He's the head of the church. He's our elder brother. We are not, we're heirs of God, not heirs of Jesus. We're joint heirs with Jesus.
That's right.
We're family. We're sisters and brothers. That's why we're supposed to love each other. The family of God. I remember Jesus was sitting around with his disciples in a house, by the way, and he's teaching them about the things of God. Mm-hmm. And his biological mother, Mary, and brother comes to the house, and they're knocking on the outside of the door. And they said, and of course, they're talking to each other. Mary and her son's talking and says, oh, my goodness, Jesus has lost his mind. They really thought Jesus has lost his mind.
That's right.
They lost his mind, and he hasn't eaten. He's been a long time since he's eaten. We need to go rescue him. We need to rescue him from his ministry because he's lost his mind. Don't you know this is supposed to happen in a temple, not in a house? And this goes on. And then Jesus, of all the things he said, this is very important. Of all the things he said, he said, you know, somebody comes out and said, yo, your mom was outside. You know? And yo, sir. No, yo, your mom's outside. And so Jesus stops and he pauses. He looks at the disciples and he's talking to them. He says, listen, let me tell you who the family of God is. Mm. Let me tell you who my mother and my brother is. Those who do the will of my Father. Yes. Oh, more than anything, you want your biological family to follow God. But the truth is, you have no control over them. You tell them the truth and you honor their decision. Listen, the true family of God is those who follow his teachings, that have a desire to follow Jesus. See, the church is a family. Get into your, right now where you're at, and your fellowship. Say, listen, we need to start being family.
Mm-hmm.
And if people just still relate to you like sand, like organizations, like an orphanage, you know, just get your food, sit down, shut up, don't know nobody.
Listen, find a fellowship that functions as family. Maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you. Maybe there's a church in your area. Maybe God has planted in your heart. So, you know what? I want to begin this in my own city. Check it out. VineFellowshipNetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.